I was looking through my phone settings today. I found an insane setting, which is I was looking through my notifications, and you can just turn off Amber Alerts. You just opt out. Like, what am I, Batman? What do you want me to do? Just get a message like, there's somebody missing 3 hours away. You're like, all right, I'll be right there. Just gonna grab my notebook and hop in my Honda Civic, and I'll come solve this mystery with you. I hope the suspect was wearing blue, because that's the only colored pen I have, so. You can also turn off your emergency alerts, like if there's ever something terrible happening, you can just shut it off. But it's all good, because the RCMP is not going to tell you anyway, so you can just, you don't need that one. Hey man, I didn't do it, so. I leave my Amber Alerts on. They're useful though, because they'll alert your phone even if it's on silent. So it's like, sweet, next time I lose my phone and it's on silent, I'll just kidnap an 8-year-old. We'll find it in no time. I'm not gonna do anything with the 8-year-old, relax, okay? And it's gonna be an 8-year-old boy. I would never kidnap an 8-year-old girl. I've got standards. Just a little Brayden, you know? Little white boy Brayden. Just grab him and hang out, figure out how to spell his name together. That should take a few hours. Like, what do you mean it's B-R-A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y-D-E-N? The sometimes Y silent. All right, that makes sense. It's been 2 hours, B-man. I guess no one's coming to look for you yet. That's pretty bad. Picked the wrong kid. I'll let you play some games on my phone, but that's kind of why you're here, so. We'll just have to play Scrabble or something. Oh, it looks like you got missing right there. That's a 3-point score. That's awesome. Then the thing goes off like, oh, I was under the couch the whole time. Here, your arms are smaller, you grab it. At the end of the day, though, it's just a minor inconvenience, you know, or inconveniencing a minor is what I was charged with. You guys ever been paddleboarding before? Yeah, why'd you do that? It's the most arrogant water sport. You're just gonna go stand on the water, like, who do you think you are, Jesus Christ? Paddleboarding just looks like we took the hard part of canoeing, which is paddling, and got rid of the fun part, which is sitting. Like, yeah, perfect, step one. Now let's take the hard part of surfing, which is balancing, and get rid of the fun part, which is surfing. Those things suck, so let's do them at the same time. It's the whitest activity there is. So white, just put it right after luge, you know? In the Winter Olympics, it's just like, I don't know, some crazy white dude strapped himself to a board and went down an ice hill and called it a sport. And then some other dude was like, here, I have an idea for an entirely separate sport. It's that, but head first. We're gonna name it what you turn into when you do it. It's called Skeleton. You wanna try?